Yeah, my partner's auntie lives up past Mildura on a great big wheat farm, and they had some issues, like what their actual chaser driver was sick, and their Pam actually caught breast cancer, so she had to go off and do that, and it was just a hell of a time for them after 3 years of the drought. So through a few phone calls, I ended up there and shook hands with them, and about 20 minutes later, I was in a tractor learning the fine art of chaser driver, and then 6 hours later got out of the tractor and pretty much got into a routine over the next month or so, up in the morning and off to work, and just working with a guy that's 75 years old at 11:30 at night, repairing the belts on the harvesters, doing bits and pieces. You could never feel tired when you see a guy that's just like a true Australian out there busting his gut. It was just amazing.
Bruce, you talk about that time quite passionately. It sounds like it did make quite an impression on you.
Fantastic. I loved it. One thing is, I mean, everything in that world seemed irrelevant opposed to getting that crop in at that time of the year. It was just amazing. And they just worked so hard, you know. It was fantastic. It was hard work. It was about 7 kilos worth of stuff I got off myself. But, yeah, just loved it.
How did you go, I suppose, with any of those transferable skills? You had a 40-year career in the Defence Force, most of that spent in special forces. You served in Afghanistan. How did you go going from that life to driving a tractor?
Not hard at all. Absolutely loved it. Working for the farmers that said to me, why do you want to work for us when, you know, we look up to you? And I said, well, look, I just come here to help. And it was quite easy. And if you didn't know something, you ask them, they tell you straight away, you know. And it was just fitted into the routine of 6 o'clock in the morning, up and off to work, finish whatever time, get up, go back to work in the morning. If you have to change your tyre, change your tyre. Refuel a truck, service a vehicle. You've got those skills. You've been trained to do them in the defence.
So do you think it's a really nice fit then, the retired Defence Force personnel matching them up with farmers?
Absolutely, yeah. And they're, you know, we're the type of people will hook in and we'll work hard. We won't sit back, you know.
Now, the farmers are hoping that as many Defence Force personnel as possible put their hands up to work on the harvest this year. If there are people out there, they may have heard about Operation Grain Harvest Assist and they're thinking, maybe I'll give it a go. What would you say to them?
Get out, get off your butts and go and help. This is the true Australians working for Australia, and it's just fantastic to come back to your own country and actually help people and assist them through really hard times. I mean, last time was 3 years drought. This time I think it should be a lot better for them, and they will be all back on track by then. But to have the defence, ex-defence help with all those skills all the way through, I mean, driving APCs, driving trucks, even to weapons, just understanding ins and outs what's required on a farm. You've got the skills. Get out and help.
And for yourself, Bruce, maybe not having been all that familiar with life on the farm, the work that's done, the lifestyle, what takeaway impression did you have?
I love the people, and I found that they're passionate about what they do. And it draws me back again, because you're out past Mildura, and it was hot, but it was hard work, but it was just beautiful. The country's fantastic. You know, all the thing about an internet or whatever they are, that's all by the wayside, because you're more interested in trying to get that crop in and making things work, you know. They don't have time to sit around doing that. There's always something to fix.
And, look, I don't want to get too carried away, but that single-mindedness of tuning everything else out, focusing only on getting harvest done, is that a sort of mindset that is also in the military?
It is in some ways, yeah. And you get given a job, you complete the job, and then move on to the next one.
And this harvest, Bruce, are you considering going back?
Absolutely, I'd love to. If they'll take me, because I got a flat tyre and a tractor, which was worth about $3,000, and I dropped 2 bales off the tractor at one stage. So, yeah. But look, I didn't want any money. I just wanted, because the food is fantastic, I just wanted a good feed and a hard work and lots of good friends, and I got that.